So that's Charlie Brooker summing up the formulaic nature of broadcast video, but there's clear reasons for that. The key one is, in broadcast journalism, you have no choice about the medium you are going to use to tell the story. You have to use video. Online, you have to justify the choice to use video. And that's a decision that presents all kinds of problems and challenges, but the key one is that, first of all, you need to be aware of the possibility, but you also need to avoid doing it for the sake of it. The other thing is that broadcast video forms part of a format, as I said, so it will be part of a TV news programme. It will be a limited time. It will have a mass audience. For you as online journalists, you can make it as long as you want, although the longer the video, the less likely people are going to watch it, and 3 minutes is kind of an optimum length. In terms of how people watch video, you will have remembered when we went to the BBC and the on-demand unit were saying that they found that kind of length seemed to be the optimal length. But also, you can have more assumptions about your audience. You can assume that they know more than the large audiences of television news, and you can do different pieces of video because you're not limited by time. You could do different cuts of the same video for different audiences. So you could do a kind of a general introduction, a general piece. You could do a 3 minute video which is just one interview with one person, so you get a lot more depth, and so on and so forth. And the one thing you want to avoid is pieces to camera, desks, studio formats. The reason for the studio format is simply that broadcasters have to fill time, they have to do it in the cheapest way possible, and over time studios have been a cheaper way to do this. Location filming is very expensive. Actually, online, the opposite is true. It's cheaper to record from a mobile phone or a flip. It's cheaper to film with the simple kit that you've got rather than investing money in building a studio in your building. So, you know, those kinds of elements of video are not necessarily justified online. It's very rare you're going to need a studio. The final point, which we'll come back to later, and this is easily overlooked, is that online video is social and it is interactive. YouTube is not just for videos. It's for comments, it's for ratings, it's the ability to embed. There are all kinds of elements to YouTube and other video platforms that you should be aware of and you should be using. And like I said, we'll come on to this later. Before that, I'm going to talk a little bit about genre. I kind of would argue that there are four different types of online video, broadly speaking. And I would classify these as vodcasts, edited narrative, moving pictures, and vlogs, or video blogs. Vodcasts are effectively what happens to format video when you move it online. So vodcasts have a format quite often, and it resembles the traditional TV format, but it has the online twist. Have any of you seen Rocket Boom?
No.
No? Okay, let's look at a bit of Rocket Boom then.
Hello and good Tuesday, June 12th, 2007. I'm Joanne and today is Total Chaos, with a capital C. Chaos is actually the study of orderly systems that may explain everything in nature. And possibly everything for that matter, you never know. Unlike nature, which seems to actually be out there, when we talk about maths, we're just talking about ideas which don't really exist, perhaps, but can be used to help us figure stuff out, if you know what I mean. Let's have a look. In the early 20th century, a man named Gaston Julia, who lost his nose at war, stumbled upon a chaotic system of regenerating perfectness, a as it didn't apply to the world around him. As it were, with paper and plume, he drew a triangle. Impressive, eh? But then, he twisted it towards the midpoints and then added another one. And another one. And another one. And another one. And another. And another. And another. And another. And another. And another. 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 You get the point. He could have done this forever until he died. But just the thought of doing this for infinity was enough. I mean, you get the point. And so, one day Julian rounded off his set and stopped. Later, in the late 1950s, a man by the name of Benoit Mandelbrot began working for IBM and was eventually able to extend Julia's plots to a computer. Mandelbrot noticed from the visual patterns of the equations that many of the formulaic sets created patterns that looked similar to patterns found in nature. This is what we call fractals. Pretty, pretty regenerative designs. Zoom a little zoom in, zoom a little zoom out. And that's what it's all about. Here we have a set of fractals that look a lot like
Okay, I'll show you another example.
Osororium Neterae et Artis. Pre-Rube Goldberg machine era, circa 1667. This contraption appears to roast two birds with one stick. August 1950. The mechanical bean store. Love that part. The film is in the public domain, so you can take a gander if you like. Like... Now, the Portland Press Herald is reporting an incredible feat being attempted by an elementary school in Maine. A group of third and fourth graders are attempting to go 21 straight days without complaining.
Right. So, I'll just... Again, points to take from that. What strikes you about that in terms of a format?
Very quick.
Quick, yeah. Very, very quick. Lots of quick editing.
Yeah. Many
sorry?
You can include many elements in it.
Innovations.
Elements.
Elements. Sorry.
Sorry.
Include many. What kind of elements?
It's really quick. The screen is changing.
Mm.
Yeah, really quick. You see many views in different.
And it does have that studio element, but it's like very informal, and
yeah. They
use it like to fill in when they use it basically for voiceover, but at the same time when they have nothing to look at because they use many photos, so when you have nothing to look at, you have the presenters,
yeah. Which
by the way are young and are female.
Yeah,
and
yeah, and her replacement was also young and female, and Rocket Boom. It's interesting that that's the one convention that they've certainly kept from traditional TV. The kind of other conventions are kind of played with. You know, basically, she sat at a desk in front of a map of the world. Okay, and if you look into Rocket Boom, you'll be able to find footage of where that is, and it's literally like a room, probably about a quarter the size of this, and it's a desk like one of these desks. And it's a map that you could buy for a couple of quid in the works, you know. It's the iconography of television news, but very low. It's low budget in a way that isn't trying to be high budget. You know, it's kind of mocking. It's a very postmodern approach, which is kind of saying, these are the conventions. We're going to kind of play with them a little bit. Even the way that she introduces it, and she talks, you know, talks about the date, but she gives the date in a kind of a clunky, tongue-in-cheek way, you know, happy Thursday kind of thing. So as you say, there's a lot of still images, a lot of screenshots. There's old archive footage.
Do they podcast it on YouTube, or they have?
They have her on website, I think it's rocketboom.com,
okay.
And they put it on YouTube as well. Yeah. And they play with the format as well. If you look at a lot of episodes of Rocket Boom, there's a kind of a consistent format, which is the, you know, news, news, news. But then every so often they'll do something completely wacky that breaks that. So they almost set up that formula to break it, and the breaking of it has more impact when they do. There's a brilliant one about Twitter, which is composed entirely of screenshots of tweets for about, I don't know how long, 3 minutes, and dramatic music, which increases, and moving shots and so on.
It reminded me of Brass Eye, like a low-budget Brass Eye.
Yeah, but actually conveying information. Mm. And a lot of online news video is using, you know, The Daily Show is the classic example, although it's a broadcast programme, but it's again kind of, I can't think of a word, but, you know, like I say, playing with the format. And you get a lot of that. Another good example is Lauren Luke, who does makeup tips.
This is the best job in the world.
This is what we live for.
Exclusive.